Nice to know somebody from Kentucky's here. First music It's an old Leon Russell song that we crashed about. Oh,
Thank you.
In the words of Tina Turner, some people say we never do nothing nice and easy. We're gonna do one for you, nice and easy now. And great, great songwriter wrote this song, Jeff Black. It's called Gold Heart. I'm going to mentioned Jeff Black, such a wonderful songwriter he is, and he's generous to let me co-write with him sometimes. This tune we wrote together. You get together with people to make up a song, and you're not sure what you got on your mind, what do you have on your mind. I wish I'd listened to what my father used to say.
What did he say, Sam?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. So I'm hoping you have like a big red nose on when you do that. Very fortunate to get to make up this song with a couple of really great songwriters, Erland Thompson and Guy Clark. We were talking one day and realized that we couldn't believe nobody had ever really written a song or told this story about the great country music entertainer, Straight B. And he and his wife, Estelle, they lived up in Ridgetop, Tennessee. And of course, if you ever saw Straight B, maybe you didn't see him until years later when he was on the Hee Haw TV show, but way before that, he was actually Bill Monroe's first banjo player. So he was the first, before Earl Scruggs, the first banjo player of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And if you ever saw him, you know he had a little funny hat on. He was very tall, the Kentucky Wonder, they called him. And funny little hat he wore, and he wore this long shirt that went all the way down to his knees, a striped shirt. And then he had a little short pair of pants on from the knees down, complete with a belt and the whole thing. So we believe that Straight B may have started hip hop fashion. We're not sure. But it was known around Nashville, Tennessee, that Straight B didn't trust banks, and he didn't like to put his money in the bank, and he kept it either on his person, sometimes thousands of dollars in the bin with his overalls when he went to the stage outfit, and or maybe buried around the property that lived on. And so this is the story of one night the String Bean and his wife Estelle came home from the Grand Ole Opry, and there were two cousins, their last name was Brown, the Brown boys, who were waiting. And this is the story of String Bean and Estelle. On the Ridgetop, Tennessee, 1973, the Brown boys killed Straight B and Estelle. The reason for it all was in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours. Thieves didn't go their way. To rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pain. His bill for the laws. The Brown boys said, don't give us no trouble. We can't be sung, but now we want it all. And the deed said, stand and deliver. But Straight B would not fail. He would learn. They shot him dead. Todd Parks on the bass. By the way, he comes to us all the way from Cleveland, Tennessee. The pride of Cleveland, Tennessee. Back here on the drum. Play them all. The drums. He's spent 10 years with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Is that right? Anybody's not paying attention. He owns 10 Bruce Springsteen symphonies. Showbiz is working out for you, buddy. But any kind of music we want to try, we can try it because we get to play with this fella. On the drums, Chris Brown. On the guitar, both acoustic and electric. I'll play a little electric guitar for you not too long from now. And actually, he's just such a wonderful singer. Well, actually, a very good mandolin player, so you're certainly not going to hear that tonight. We'll ask him to stay on the guitar for the evening. Really, he's a wonderfully talented and is my vocal coach, and I love every day I get to sing and play with him. Stephen Mogin on the guitar. And of course, the man on the five string. Obviously, he needs no introduction, so go on. But he's gonna. He's playing the five strings and banjo. He designed this particular instrument, and we'll be playing his banjo synthesizer a little bit later for you when you see him pick up a different one. Because when it comes to the five string, he makes that thing swing. Give it up for Mr. Scott Vestal. So let's call on Scott to come around with the five string. And let's do one of the tunes that Scott wrote. This is called "I Stuff."
festival about 4 days. Just a little sobriety check we do throughout the evening. How many people think they are probably going to Merlefest this year? This about 4 years ago.
I'm kidding. I'm like Kidda.
You need to recall all that I've got. Actually, this is written by one of the greatest composers of our generation, Stevie Wonder.
Go, go, go. We'll be jamming.
It's not really the election year just yet, but in all my past campaigns have been unsuccessful. Basically, we're going to go right ahead at this early date. I'm not sure I'm announcing my candidacy, but I will say I'll be the one person that will say I'm all for same-sex marriage. Because, let's face it, no matter who you are or who you're marrying, once you say I do in front of everybody you know, you said you were going to have the same sex the rest of your life. Very much. Before you give a guy a microphone, look what happens. I want to make mention of a couple of people that work so hard with us and they make our life so easy. All we got to do is stand and play. They do all the heavy lifting and the hard work over here on the monitor soundboard. You can kind of sort of see it. Our road manager, well, actually, in lieu of a raise, we call him tour manager now. Our tour manager has the unthinkable task of waking Chris Brown up in the morning. But from Louisville, Kentucky, Rob Stills. Thank you, Rob. And on our out, running the outro sound for you folks to hear what a great mixing job he does. Because you gotta love him, he's from Union Grove, North Carolina. Boy, everybody working with him is a joy. So give it up for Mr. Derek Schumann. We want to thank you so much. To a place called Green Acres. So, I used to go to Green Acres. We talked about that quite a few people. It's for Steve and Donna and Jack Jordan. So, this is a tune that we recorded a few years ago, and it was the title song of a record. It was originally made up. I had an old dog named Ozzy who one day I noticed he was drinking his water, and it got really good to him that he was in a very strange cadence. And he was in time, but he was doing this. And I realized that there were 7 beats to the measure. Some people have to go to jazz school to do that. Not the Wonder Dog, oh no. So this one, a little different than the way we recorded it. Features Steven on the electric guitar and Scott on the synthesizer. This is called Lapse in 7. Thanks very much for being here.